From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton is calling the killing of 10 medical aid workers in Afghanistan a despicable act of wanton violence. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, the killings will not deter other aid workers.
Clinton says the aid workers had been treating cataracts and other eye ailments and were on their way to set up a clinic for dental and maternal care. In a statement, she says the Taliban led the workers into a forest, then robbed and killed them. Six of the dead were American. The Taliban claims responsibility and says the aid workers had Bibles in the local Dari language. The Irish-based aid group International Assistance Mission calls itself Christian but denies proselytizing. The group has been in Afghanistan for decades and says it has no intention of pulling out now. In recent months, violence in Afghanistan has spiked to its worst level since the U.S.-led invasion of 2001. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
The commander of U.S. forces in Iraq says Iraq's military is ready and able to take over security operations. General Ray Odierno spoke on ABC's This Week.
They continue to do broad-scoped operations across all of Iraq. We continue to help them as they do these, and that will continue after 1 September, our assistance. But we do believe they are ready to assume full operations in Iraq.
A major drawdown of U.S. troops is scheduled to be completed by the end of August. Even then, 50,000 troops will remain in Iraq. It appears safety devices were working properly at the Upper Big Branch coal mine in West Virginia when 29 miners died in an explosion this April. NPR News has learned that official testing of two methane monitors showed no signs of tampering. NPR's Howard Berkus says the findings make the explosion all the more difficult to understand.
If the methane monitors were working as designed, and that's what the testing shows, they should have shut down the longwall mining machine after sensing concentrations of methane approaching explosive levels. Investigators believe the April accident was triggered by an ignition of methane gas. They've been concerned that the monitors were disabled before the blast because of an incident documented by NPR in which a methane detector on a continuous mining machine was deliberately disabled. That kept the machine working without the required testing for gas. The inspection of the longwall monitors went all day Saturday, and results aren't scheduled to be officially released until after a private briefing Tuesday night for the families of the victims of the disaster. The investigation into the source of the blast is ongoing. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
In the Gulf of Mexico, the seal is solidly in place on the blown-out BP well. BP says pressure tests on the cement plug poured down the throat of the well show it's ready for the final phase. This is NPR. Major arrests in a drug trafficking case in the Mexican border city of Juarez. Monica Ortiz Uribe tells us lower-level federal police apprehended four of their bosses.
The four federal police commanders were suspended and sent to headquarters in Mexico City after a group of federal police agents held a protest on Saturday in the border city of Juarez. Local TV news cameras captured some 200 federal agents in uniform amassed outside a hotel where they stay. The agents handcuffed one of their superiors, who they accused of working for a drug cartel. The Secretary of Public Safety in Mexico City issued a statement saying that the four suspended commanders are being investigated for misconduct. Thousands of federal police and military have patrolled the streets of Juarez since 2008. Two major drug cartels are battling for control of the territory. In less than 3 years, more than 6,000 people have been killed in Juarez. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in El Paso.
An eagle was sucked into the engine of an Alaska Airlines flight bound for Seattle, turning the jet back as it was heading down the runway. None of the 134 passengers or five crew members who took off from Sitka were hurt. One passenger described a big boom that sounded like a flat tire. Another saw two bursts of flame coming from the engine. The jet braked 3,000 feet from the end of the runway, and predictably, the pilot got a big round of applause. The National Weather Service confirms that rough weather in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota this weekend spawned several twisters. Luckily, no one was injured. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News in Washington.